about this private member's motion as I was thinking about it earlier on today and about what I was actually going to say in relation to it, and indeed whether I would support it or not as well, because I do believe, as most members here in the House believe, that the fight we have against COVID is vitally important, and it's very important that everybody is on the same hymn sheet and that to go on with it as well. And perhaps the risk of withdrawing this statutory instrument in its entirety is greater than what is actually the argument that is going to be made in relation to it. But I do think that the government needs to hear what has been said and needs to hear and needs to take on board the concerns. And I doubt very much if they'll do that, because the government... The unique thing about becoming in government in this House is that you just ignore everything and batter on and do whatever you want anyway, as we've seen right across the board. But the reality is that the confusion that we have and the breakdown that we have and the cohesion that was there for a number of months at the start of the crisis was because the government was on message and the people could understand the message that the government was saying to them. And in fact, actually, I believe that the people were way ahead of the government and the political classes and actually bought into it right away and saw the risks that were involved and did tie down and did make sure that the measures taken were a success by their own actions. And what we have seen with the introduction of this legislation and as a statutory instrument is a breakdown in that. And I think there is probably an effect of whether, as the length of time that this goes on, that it actually becomes more difficult to sustain that as well, and that's fair enough. But, you know, some of the things that are in relation to this statutory instrument just don't make any sense. Like, I mean, and it's been said here by some other members already, but, I mean, you can't go to a football match, but you can go to the pub and watch the football match on the telly in the pub and have a dinner while you're doing it. Like, it's just it's mind-boggling. It doesn't make any sense at all. And that's the kind of thing, and people know that doesn't make sense. But you know, this is what's been put in there. And the reality is, how could it be safer to go into a pub restaurant and have a dinner and watch the football match on the telly than actually go into an open-air ground to watch the game there? And then you have the anomaly where underage games, parents are there and there's hundreds of people there because they've delivered kids to the ground and everything they got there. And then at adult games, there's nobody there. And, you know, and that's the kind of stuff that just doesn't make sense.